Welcome to the Spirituality What? Podcast, where we explore the mysteries, joys, and challenges of being spiritual beings navigating our unpredictable human experience we call life here on planet Earth. I'm your friendly guide, Rebecca, ready to jump into our adventure of the day. Hello, Spirituality What? Listeners, welcome back to Wednesday. I am Rebecca. We are dropping another podcast. Today's episode is with Andrea Dawn Driver, who we introduced in last week's episode. And today we're going to continue the conversation with our psychic medium and author friend, Andrea, about what it means to be a psychic medium, the presence of beings and patterns and guides, and Andrea's insight on spiritual practices and rituals, including baths, which I love, and her challenges with spirituality in this human form. Thank you all so much for joining us this week, and we're going to get to it.
And that's kind of how you got to look at it. And it's like, all right, yeah, go team.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I have, I think, an interesting question maybe, which is like, how do you think being a psychic medium impacts you spiritually? Because you had this time frame where you weren't as in tune or, you know, kind of blocking things out. And now you're like just all in it. So how do you think that impacts you?
Thankfully, I'm very thankful that I actually was shutting it down for that time frame, because I know how to do that now. And so I'm noticing that now, because it's all in my space all the time, I can say stop, you know, stop, go away, leave me alone. This is my time. I would like to have a massage without you butting in or telling me something about the massage therapist. I'm like, no, please, let me just have a moment. And that actually happened today. So, you know, I'm all of a sudden, I'm just reading her energy and I'm like, no, stop. I'm here. I got to do this for me. So I think that the ability to have it all up in my space, but still be able to have my own free will, which every single person has, that is what enabled me to learn what it feels like to tell them to back off. And now being able to say, okay, what do you want to share with me? What is it that I should know? And because, you know, like I said, it's just reading energy, you know, sometimes I'm so off, and I call it being in the ethers, because it's not technically another dimension. If we go into that hole where everything is one, and which is a hard concept anyway, to just say we're all one, which we are, correct. There's no past, there's no present, there's no future. Except that right now the experience that we're having is in this dimension with this body. And so we do have to learn.
Yeah.
And anyone listening to the podcast is because they're seeking, you know, anyone reaching out or YouTubing or asking questions on ChatGPT or whatever, there's this, I need to know something more. And the more is, that's your soul going, it's time.
Hello.
It's time. Yeah. So being a psychic medium today, I think is the best time to really play this role, because there's so many people waking up. And I'm like, yes. You know, when I did my show at the Carson Nugget on Thursday night, the Arcturians were there and he had come the Sunday before. And I'm all, oh, I don't channel them. I don't, this is new for me. And it was, you know, new for the audience. And I had to tell them, and I'm like, well, they can walk out if they don't believe in galactics, or they can sit for the show. And, you know, everyone stayed. Imagine that.
Interesting. Yeah. That's kind of telling.
It is, right? So that's, I think this is the one of the best times that they want to help, and being able to channel them and share the messages is huge right now. And I just feel so blessed.
Yeah. So we've used this word a couple times, and I realize that not everybody might know. So what, when you say a psychic medium, what does that mean?
Well, yeah. See, and I don't even care for psychic. Okay. Because
I'm like, I don't know. Yeah, I think whatever you want to call yourself. No.
And it's just the one that's most known. Then mediumship, because now, again, probably what the last 10 years that term has been able to come out, and people that have been showcased are showing that this is true. And that, again, that's in scripture. So it's been going on for a very, very long time. So I know my psychic abilities are, I can see the future. That's usually people are like, well, can you see the future? Yeah, sometimes, not all the time. If that were the case, then I'd be putting in the winning lottery numbers, but that's not how it works. I think my limit is about 4 years. That's what it seems to be. I get a couple of feedback stuff and it's like, this took 4 years. And I'm like, wow, that's amazing. I don't know. I just see it. So I have to tell people there's no time up there. So however long this is for you, but our lives run by time. So being a psychic and saying there's no time, and they're like, but what time? You're like, there's no time. Yeah. Give me any number. Yeah,
this plane, these bodies are driven by this chronological clock.
Yeah.
But it, up there, down there, over there, out of here, wherever it is, is definitely free of time. So that's,
and the definition of a medium is someone that usually channels those that have crossed over. And then usually once I get people into a session or a group session or in my shows, then I explain I'm a channeler. I'm just a conduit. Whatever I see or am shown or I smell or I taste or I hear or however it comes through, it can be experiential. That's happened to me before. I just say whatever it is and let it go through me and out of my mouth. And that's why I don't remember anything, because it's not mine. It's that is coming through to whoever needs to hear it. So, yeah. So that's the generic kind of psychic medium term, but it's so much more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's like that just barely scratches the surface. It does. Based on what I know about you as well. So it's like, yeah, definitely. I mean, it's really cool. It's really cool to watch, Andrea. I've never seen you in a group context. So the videos you're posting about the place that you're doing those sessions now, it's pretty fun
to kind
of watch that.
Yeah.
But it is really, it's very cool, and it's very, I mean, I don't know. It's just like uncanny. Like, you say things that have no reason to know, and then you know them, you know? And it's like, you can't explain that away. You can't explain that away. Like, you know, memories, childhood memories that somebody has. I'm recalling the session that you did with my husband. And like, you mentioned a childhood memory that he never even told me about, that he didn't even remember until you said it. And then he was like, oh yeah, I did do that. I did have that memory. So it's just so, the connection that you have there is just really cool. It's so special. It's so cool.
I mean, you know, if I say something's weird, and I say that, if you, anybody, right? If it's weird, odd, crazy, interesting, bizarre, you know, the certain key words that we will say, you know, that's usually an indication that there's some elemental being, spirit, whatever you want to call it, is around, and they're trying to get your attention. And, you know, it happens to me all the time. I mean, all the time. So, and I mean, even my roommate, I'll be, oh, that was really weird. It's like, I start laughing at myself going, yeah, I'm even saying that's weird.
You're like, that's definitely a weird one. I think patterns, when you talk about patterns, though, it is really an interesting thing, because there's, you know, people talk a lot about number patterns. Yeah. And for me specifically, it's been a couple, maybe like four years. I see birds of prey almost every time I'm in the car.
Me too.
And it was when it first started happening, I'd be like, oh yeah, there's one. And my husband would be like, oh my gosh, like I've gone so long without seeing one. And now like we're seeing them like all the time. And it was just last year that I did a meditation and my guides came to me, and my guides had previously not had the shape of a bird of prey. And last year, we did two, there were two meditations, and one of them was like, think it was like an Akashic record
Ooh.
Meditation. And we went in and they were like, you know, here's your guide. And it was like this gigantic prey. And I was like, oh my God, it makes so much sense. Like this pattern of seeing all these birds of prey everywhere. So it is really interesting, the sort of the intention, the strength of the intention of these other beings gets through in our physical reality.
Yeah.
When we pay attention, I would say it's through all the time. We just aren't
yes.
conscious of it and paying attention yep. all the time, but
being aware. And that's yeah. that, you know, intensity of knowing, it allows us to open up more to, oh, that bird is keeping speed with my car. Like, what the hell? Like, and go, wait, oh, wait. Oh, do you have something for me? Okay. Let's talk, you know, because it changes. You don't think it's weird anymore. You're not trying to figure it out. You're going, oh, that means that there's a message for me. And so that awareness helps you to continue to grow and expand in your moreness, in the you, in your truth, in your knowledge. And, you know, I love it because, gosh, what is it? Knowledge is not power. Knowledge applied is power. Because, you know, you could be the smartest one in the room because you have all the knowledge, but if you're not applying it and you don't believe it and it's not your truth, well, then who's the knowledge for?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I like that. So I do have another question, which is, from my perspective, you are a very spiritual person in general, and you have like access to all this other cool stuff on top of it. So do you have particular practices? You mentioned doing meditations and facilitating those, but do you have particular practices that you use to connect more with yourself, with your spirituality, to kind of get out of what's physiologically happening in your body in a given moment?
Yeah. So in my book, I had specifically did literally a chapter on, you know, the things that have helped me and that I still use to this day. One is, especially women, our olfactors are always more intense in smells. And so the oils have literally since the 90s, I have never not had some oils somewhere in my car, in my purse, in my room.
Oh, like essential oils.
Essential oils. And you can tell the ones that are not good versus the ones that are good, right? If you're going to put it on your body, you should be able to put it in your mouth unless it's a combo and your stomach can't take it. But other than that, having the essential oils has been huge. The other one, was the bath. And once I learned about taking a bath with a cup of Epsom salt and a cup of baking soda, because that, I mean, someone had said, and I think it might have been Deborah King, was way back when I was just remembering my abilities, and she said, I had met her, and she's the one that told me. She said, this will help your energetic force. Well, yeah, now I learn it's my biofield. And so having the bath, I just feel like, oh my gosh, you know, I can, you know, just relax and it's quiet. I put my ears under the water, but then a lot of times I hear a lot of things when that happens. But if you want to hear more, it's like almost everything is amplified, but it goes directly into the audible part of ourselves where you can really decipher and go, wow, okay. Not only am I hearing that, I can see the vision, you know, with your eyes closed. And so there's something really powerful about it. And putting essential oils in the bath, little tidbit is put them in
like
the salt.
A double whammy.
Yeah. And put them in the salt because you can't just put them in the water. They don't ever, you know, break up. So put it in the salt and that the salt breaking up breaks up the oil. So doing that, those certain rituals for me work. And I think people have adapted, well, especially where you live, right? So kind of being in California was a blessing weather-wise, right? So, because as soon as I go outside, I'm like, oh, there's a ship, you know? So I'm having this connection. They know I'm outside because they know energy. And so it's that connection of just being able to walk outside and go, oh my gosh, I'm not alone. You know, there was comfort in that as well. And even in Colorado when I was there and just, you know, talk about, you know, pulling in energy. I mean, you know, every animal that hadn't been there in 20 years was showing up, you know, and I'm like, yeah, you know, it's just an energy thing. But, you know, you got skunks having babies over here and you got it and the yeah. hawks fly it all the way, you know, all the time. So it's these things bring us closer to understanding more of who we are. That's what nature does. And that's really what the baths did. The oils helped me, you know, kind of maintain a little bit more, just getting a whiff of the smell of an actual true rose, as you know. I mean, that just, yes. my head wants to tingle. I'm like, yeah, love is in the air. You know, I'm like, I just feel so good, you know? Yeah. So I know that there's more, I can't remember them, but there are things that I think individual person knows that if I can get outside on a porch for 10 minutes and just rock, that changes my vibration. I feel so much better. Yeah. And so it's learning those things and then honoring yourself, trusting and loving yourself and saying, I'm going to go do this for me. I'm going to go and sit outside. I'm going to go take a bath. And, you know, yes, I was actually able to take a bath before my kids were even older. And you have to plan for it. You put them to bed and you do it. You know, it's like, sorry, yeah. I have to do this for
gotta
me.
Got to prioritize
right?
it.
Yeah. Because if we don't put absolutely. Our oxygen mask on first, then we're no good to anyone else. We can't help exactly. anyone. And I truly believe that there's, and the other thing right now is I'm sure everybody's experiencing this need for water because of things that are happening globally and atmospherically and, you know, galactically and then the galaxies beyond. I have never drank so much water. I'm probably 12 cups a day. Like I cannot get enough water. I'm just like, and I down it. I'm like, oh, okay. When I'm done being full, I'm going to have more. So,
yeah.
you know, and so that actually is one of my staples. Like I don't leave the house without water. When I do, I go, oh my God, I forgot my water. I feel like it's the end of the world. I forgot my water. Oh, you can go stop and buy some more. I'm like, but I forgot my water. yeah. So, yeah, I think once you learn what yours, each person is, and I do believe, you know, more than anything, Rebecca, this is my, I'm here to help everyone see their own truth. So what works for me might not work for you, but let's, totally. Right. So it's
get all the ideas out there so that you have something to choose
right?
from.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's interesting. You bring up baths. Like I love my house. But I just have a normal bathtub. I'm a relatively tall human being. And so it's like, historically wasn't something that I really looked forward to because I kind of can only have part of my body in the bathtub at a given time. But through some spiritual work that I did last year, I got more into baths, but it was more about like the ritual. Like I would put candles and I would put oils and I would put music and I would just lay in there for 25 minutes. It wasn't about cleaning in the bath. It was about energetic recharge of the bath where, you know, and muscle relaxing, sure. Like Epsom salt muscle relaxing, like absolutely. But it was definitely became more of like a purposeful intent to recharging.
Yes. 100%. Yeah. Well, and it's interesting, I guess, Epsom salt and baking soda does actually have a chemical reaction to the body. And so when we do soak in that, it's not necessarily for the muscles. It's actually for your energetic field, your biofield, right? So we have 7 layers outside of this physical body.
Yes.
And that's where all the auras and the colors come from. And so we can cleanse that. I would love to see a picture of someone before a bath and after a bath because I can almost guarantee the colors will change because just for exactly what you said, it's not, it's all for you and your biofield, your love field, you know, everything to get you back into your own space of, I feel really good right now. I'm loving this life.
Yeah, absolutely. So you mentioned your books. I don't know if you want to tell everybody the title of your books or talk a little bit about the books.
Yes. So I do have the first book. I was just I was a collaborator. There was, I think, 20 women that wrote short stories. And so wow, guess I should have had the book. I can't believe I just forgot the name of the book.
I'm like, right? we'll include the link in the notes anyway, because I can't remember the name right now either.
Voices of the 21st Century. I'm like, cover, please. Somebody give me a picture of the cover.
I'm like, that's how off the cuff this podcast is. Andrea had no idea we were going to talk about her books today.
No, and I forget, you know, like I forget that I wrote books. Then my personal story, not all of it, but it's the start, is my Invincible Life. And it's Andrea Dawn. And that's my, you know, my stage name, my middle name, mm-hmm. which is ironic because I hated that name growing up. And now realizing what it means to me, I'm like, man, thanks, you know, giving my dad my name. And he even says, he goes, I don't know where it came from. And then one of my guides was like, oh, that was easy. We gave it to him. I told my dad that. And he goes, oh, that would make sense. Because I don't remember even why I came up with that. Yeah. You know, yeah. So anyway, so yes, my Invincible Life is part of my history. Awesome. Yeah.
Well, and I'll include links to the books. Yes,
I appreciate that. As
well. Yeah. And I have one last question that I wanted to ask you, which may open a can of worms. We'll see where this goes. But you've had a lot of challenges. Everyone has challenges
yes.
in their life. And I think my question is, like, what challenges do you still have today, maybe, or some of the biggest challenges you had with connecting with your spirituality in this human form?
Connecting, like I said, having the memory of knowing that I did have help. And does that make me special or that's not fair? How come I don't have help? We all have help. And I think once we can realize that all that spirit is out there, the galactic beings are out there, spirit guides are out there, angels, archangels, loved ones that have crossed over, animals that have crossed over, and the living, and there's more. I just can't remember what they are, like whatever you want to call them. And I think that when you get to the point where I'm not alone in this, I might be alone physically by myself, maybe in a room, but you're not. And so when you allow yourself, you might not feel it, you might not even hear it. But just even saying, can I please get some clarity, direction, and guidance? Can I get, you know, I just need help on this. Can someone please help me? And this goes back to being aware. Well, then from that point, when you know that you've put that out there of being aware of your getting your answers, maybe nature, overhearing a conversation, standing in the grocery line, looking over at the magazine, and People magazine has the title, and you're like, oh my God, that is exactly what I was asking for. It's everywhere. It's just we're not, again, choosing to see all these wonderful answers that are around us. And so when we open up to, hey, this is, you know, out there for you, you have to make the choice to choose it if you really want that more of who you are. And so when we embrace that, that's where the change comes in. That's where the brain doesn't know the difference between trauma. Trauma is trauma. My, you know, sexual abuse, sex trafficking, whatever, you know, the rapes that I've been through, plural, yes. And then, you know, my daughter getting lost at the water park, the largest one in the United States in Florida, you know, and nobody knew. And so here they're trying to find us, and you can't hear over the intercoms. You could call any parent in the world, you know, and she's coming up and she almost, you know, was crying so hard she's going to throw up. That's trauma to her, but her brain and my brain don't know the difference. Trauma is trauma. And so,
absolutely.
I don't talk about necessarily my past because I don't want people to think they have to feel bad or sorry for me. Wow, you went through that. Oh, well, tell me yours, because I'm going to say that to you. I'm going to say, wow, you went through that? Because we are all going through things. And so the more that we talk about it, it's not to lose the empathy or the compassion. It's to also say, okay, you get it. We have different traumas, but it's still trauma. And how do we let go of that trauma? Because that does not dictate who we are today. Or it does. or we're going to drown it out with alcohol. We're going to drown it out with drugs or whatever the choice is. Nobody's truly an addict. I know people are going to be like, oh, I'm going to stand by this. Nobody is an addict. All you're doing is trying to numb the pain. That's it. That's it.
And it could be your own pain. It could be intergenerational pain. It could be pain that you don't even know where it came from.
Right.
Pain.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. And
if you're an empath, it could be someone else's pain.
Well, there's that.
Entirely.
Yeah. That's a whole nother, you know,
that is,
right.
That is.
Being an empath and what that is. Yes. So, you know, I don't want to minimize trauma. However, anyone who's listening to this podcast or seeking more, that means that you're ready for the more. And that is you. And you're ready to make the changes. And you're ready for whatever's going to happen. You're ready for the words. I love these words because once you say them and you throw it out there to the universe and you say it with intention and conviction, no matter what, if your exit point is coming up, but you started down that path of, I'm going to go find out who I am. And I'm going to love me first because I came here for these experiences, for me, my journey. Everybody else is secondary. It's not selfish. It's really realizing that once you start doing that for yourself, you have more love for people. You have more compassion. You have more empathy. And that's humankind, human being kind to one another. And that's what we're missing right now, right? Natural disasters, what happens? We don't care.
Everyone. Yeah. Everyone gets on board. Yeah. We help no matter what. It's wonderful.
It is. And I don't want us to get there. I don't want us going down that road. I'm like, wake up now, please.
Yeah. Exactly.
And even when I do the mediumship and the talking to someone on the other side, it's sometimes I'm like, I can feel the energy of the person. And it's like, even if they're going to, which I'm going to tell you what they're saying, but you're still going to take it and go, no. And that's okay. It's okay. You're not ready to hear the message that you think you are. It's okay. You'll be, you know, if you choose, it's there.
It'll ring true at some point, right? If you're ready, when you're ready, you remember it and be like, oh, this is the time.
Yeah.
Super cool. Well, that actually wraps up our time today. I'm sure everybody gets the feeling that Andrea and I could just talk all day long about this stuff. And we probably will have another episode. There'll be another reason that we need to have Andrea on. She's full of amazing information and insights. So I guess lastly, Andrea, what is the best way for people to contact you or to see about the work that you do? How should they get a hold of you?
So Facebook, Awakenings with Andrea Dawn. Andrea Dawn, I have two. So Facebook or Instagram or my website, also Awakenings.
We'll include links. We'll include.
And also I have a YouTube channel and I'm starting to upload more of my events on there.
Awesome.
So I'm going to try to put all these little clips up there. And when they allow it to be recorded, one time we did multiple recordings. And no touching, and everything went into slow-mo. And I thought, oh, so guess we weren't supposed to share.
Awesome.
Except the channeling with Metatron, who I don't channel very often. So that one's going to go up. Yeah, that'll go up.
Cool.
Right.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Well, wonderful. We'll include the links to all the Facebook, to the website, to the Instagram, all of that in the show notes.
Okay.
And tag you, of course, when we do the Instagram posts and everything. So thank you so much, Andrea. I really appreciate it. It's been a wonderfully enlightening conversation today.
And with that, it's a wrap. Thank you all for joining us this week on the Spirituality What podcast. We are excited to be bringing you all of these awesome interviews and this exciting content. Please don't hesitate to share with all your friends, and we will catch you next week. Thank you for joining me on today's Spirituality What? Adventure. Subscribe, rate, review, and share this podcast. Visit us on Instagram at spirituality.what to interact, tell us what spirituality means to you, and even provide some of your own personal musings. Human on, you phenomenal spiritual beings.